So we've just come out for lunch. We're in the ballroom of the Old Market Square big council building. It's very sort of elegant and sort of Art Deco-esque. And I'm with a man of illusion almost, because his name, he only goes by the name of Mac. You did the intro, Mac. Hello.
Hi.
Tell me about Mac. Who is Mac?
I'm too old to do that succinctly.
All right, then.
Where do you want to start?
So let's talk about your book. I'm interested about how that... what was the biggest shock about that? You know, you sort of released it, lots of people bought it. You mentioned creativity was the thing that really sort of glued it together. Explain that to people who are not creative. How do they foster creativity?
I think by doing things. I mean, it sounds obvious, but I think... creativity is making things and doing things, and the only way to do something is to do it, and that sometimes takes risks. You have to, it's like anything in life. You want to play guitar, you can't just pick up a guitar and play it. You need to practice, you need to make mistakes, you need to be doing it. And I think anything that's creative, you just make a start. Look at something that you want to do and try it. If you like it, stick with it, practice, get better, read about it, talk to people who know about it. If you don't, if you hate it, give it up and try something else.
I noticed as part of your introduction as well that you mentioned that you sort of splintered off from the group that normally do that. I presume you come to this every year, or you had been doing before that.
Me and Glenn are the organisers.
Right, okay. Yeah. So what was it that made you splinter off and go and write the book? What was it in you that you thought, I've got to go and do this? Or was it a group thing?
It wasn't so much splintering off. It was the book was a different project that evolved. It evolved into the book. So it was, we didn't actually splinter off. We just changed what we were doing.
Okay.
And we changed it on the basis that we had so much material that we didn't want to waste it, because the original material was for a simple leaflet. But we had a book's worth, so we thought the thing to do is to produce a book.
Right. So tell us about the book, because you released it in Waterstones in Nottingham. That must have been a good day.
It was a very good day, yeah. Luckily, my life has been split. I've done a number of things, but two big chunks were I was in social work for many years, and I also owned a printing and publishing company for many years. So I have a background in this type of thing. So it was relatively easy for me to produce a book. In order to publish it, I set up a new publishing company, principally, so that we had a publisher and I could get an ISBN number to make it an official, proper book.
Wow. And good sales?
Well, we've sold out. We didn't print that many, but we were using the book sales productively. What we also did, though, was convert it into an e-book, so it's on sale at the Amazon Kindle store.
Oh, brilliant.
Because, you know, that's the way publishing is going.
It's going, yeah.
So we've used the book set, we use the actual printed book in a number of constructive ways. We've given some to libraries, we've given some to service providers. We never saw it really as a way of making money and generating income.
No.
But it lives on. Once the printed books have completely sold, there's only a couple left, it will live on as an Amazon Kindle book.
So in some ways, all those writings was a sort of flag in the sand that we want these to be somewhere, in a place. They want to be in a book that other people can share into.
Yeah.
Can other people come to you with their poems and stories and look at getting published, or is that not something that you...
Well, we're currently working on three other books.
Wow.
We're doing one for Miggy Angel, the poet who...
He's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw him perform a few months ago and I was so blown away. And the remit behind everything we do is within the Climbing Mountains Literature Project. And our remit, we've set it up really to work exclusively within the recovery community. Mm-hmm. Miggy's own background is... As he will openly say, and has openly said today, he's a recovering addict himself, and he works within the recovery community, teaching people creative writing skills. So he was fair game, if you like, for our project. So I approached him and said, "Have you got a publisher?" And he said, "Nope." And I said, "Well, I'd like to publish you." And he was very, very pleased to to come on board.
I can see your face light up when you talk about him. You've got quite a relationship going in the last 6 months, haven't you? The friendship has really blossomed.
I admire what he does. I mean, I sold my printing and publishing company, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe slightly longer. But I worked with quite a few poets and very well-known people. And I know quite a lot about poetry, and I really, really rate Mickey. I think he's an outstanding contemporary poet. Yeah. So, yeah, my face will light up because I feel it's an absolute bloody privilege to be connected with the guy.